Tafresh Mem Hey. We're up to Siv Hey. We'll do Siv Hey and Vav Bezrat Hashem. Yesterday we did Gimel Dalet and Zion. So let's do Hey and Vav, and hopefully tomorrow we'll finish this in it. So the famous Mishnah Sukkah Daf Koftes Lulav HaGozel Hayavesh Pasul. So we're going to discuss the Lulav Hayavesh is Pasul. So a little bit in Yana Diyomer, Rashi says, why is Lulav Hayavesh Pasul? Devoina Mitzvah Mihuderes Tichsiv Ve'anveyu. Last week's parasha, Zekei Ve'anveyu, he's not El Lefano B'mitzvah. It's hidden mitzvah, therefore Yavesh is Pasul. He asked Tosas, Rashi, what are you talking about? We all know hidden mitzvah is a hider in the mitzvah. It's not ma'akev, it's not a psul. And Tosas sends us to the Gemara in Sukkah, the Braisa, Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. There the Braisa says, Yavesh is posel, Rabbi Yehuda Makshir. And Tanakama, who holds Yavesh is posel, de makshinan lulav esrog de ba'i hadar. And Yavesh is a lack of hadar. That's Tosis Kasha Rashi, and that's Tosis opinion. Now, what does it mean? The lulav, which is yavesh, is pasul. What part of the lulav has to be yavesh? A. B. How yavesh is yavesh. So we have three opinions. The Ran says yavshu rov olav. Most of the leaves are yavesh. That's called a lulav a yavesh. The Ran himself brings down achirim oimrim. Av chetiyabesh rov shedro v'rov alav. Not just rov alav, not just most of the leaves, but also most of the shedra, most of the spine. Third opinion is the ravid. The tiyomis ha'elyona, the middle leaf that comes out of the shedra all the way to the top. That's the tippity leaf. That part of the lulav is yavesh, so then that's called a lulav hayavesh pasul. How yavesh is yavesh. The Torah brings down two opinions. That same Tosus tells us, nifrach bitziporen. It's so dry that when you put your fingernail on it, it will crumble. The Ravid says, no, mishi yichle mare yarku shabal v'yabinu panav. And the Torah says, v'chein ikr. When it loses its color. So that becomes an issue if you're going to go with Shitas Ravid. Both shitas ravid, so our lulavim a lot of times on top are they're not green on top. They're usually sun baked, sun burnt. Okay, that's not necessarily called yavesh, but you don't have necessarily the green over there. Although the posts are making on that. So let's see. Tough rage men hey sif hey. Lulav she yavshu rov olav o shedraso pasul. So, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Ran. Again, Lulo Shiyavshu Rov Alavo Shadraso Pasol. Vishira Yavshus Mishiyich Le Mare Yarku Shabav Yabinu Panav. So, the. Baruch Abba, Baruch Afacholim. We are in Tough Race Mem Hey Sif Hey, talking about the Lulo, the dry Lulo. And the Mechaber tells us, Reish, Mem, Hey, Sif, Hey, Lulav, Sheyavshu, Rov, Alav, O, Shedraso, Pasul. A dry lulav is pasul. What does it mean? It's dry. Either most of the leaves are dry, or we have in the parentheses, perhaps from the Ramah, O, Shedraso, or the Shedra, the spine is dry. That's going to be pasul. How dry is dry, says the Mechaber. When it loses its green color and turns white. Mishma Sifkatan Chav, Hatam because she'eino hadar. Like Tosis told us from the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, when it's Yavesh, it's not hadar. Again, that's significant. That's significant because there's a very big machlokas Rishonim machlokas Haposkim if the psul hadar is a psul for the whole week or only a psul for the first day, which we will get to in the coming weeks.
How much of a leaf has to be called?
Oh wait, I actually read the wrong Mishabura, but this is the same thing twice. Sivkot Chav Aleph she'ein zeh hadar. Okay, I read from the previous. So it's not hadar again, so it's pasul for sure on the first day and might be pasul the whole week. That's subject to debate, which we will get to. Sif chaf, sif katan chaf beis, rov ala, most of the leaves. Vim yabesh aleh ha'elyona ha'tiyoymes. If the up, the middle leaf, it goes all the way up to the top, is dried out. Posel ha'raivid, the raivid says that that's posel. Right, that was the third shita that we saw in the Rishonim. Oh, shedraso, or the spine is dried out. Miu, Arabi Yosef Kosav, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yosef Katan Chav Gimel, the Ein Matzui Shei Shedraso Yovesh V'Ha'olin Lachin. It's not common so that the shedra would be dry, but the leaves would still be moist. V'Lekel is Sfuki V'Zeh, therefore if the leaves are moist, you don't have to worry that the spine is dry. If the spine is dry, then the leaves are going to be dry. Mishnah Yosef Katan Chav Dali, once it loses its green color, that's a simon that it's lost its moisture. Oh. So now we just said that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Ravid that what part, even if just the tippity top of the lulav is dry, that's going to be possible. How dry is dry? The mechaber, we'll see, Ramah might disagree, but the mechaber says it loses its color. So it's very common that our lulavim lost their color at the top. They get burnt by the sun. Is that called dried out? So here the deer shoe, footnote 41, very important. Brings down from the post gib from Shmuel Zalman, Shema Shinasa de Hashemesh International Yavish Klava Inner Elishinu Itseva. The dried out the color that's on the change of color on top of the lulav from the burnt, being burnt by the sun is just considered a change of color. It's not considered to be yavish at all. And it brings down from Rav Sternbach that the Brisker Rav was makbid on it, but he was only makbid for himself, not makbid for others. He held that meikir that it was kosher. Okay, that's very important. So that change of color on top from the sun is not considered to be yavesh and not included in this discussion of that would perhaps be possible, at least according to Shitas HaRaivid. 8, there's a million. Dershu has a million footnotes here. Lots to say. Okay, right. I got no. Says Rama, the Eish Omrim de lo Mikri Yavish Ela Kishen is Parech Batzipar Machmas Yav Shuso. The Rama brings down from Tosus that it's not considered dry the pasul lulav when it just loses its color, but rather has to be dry enough to crack or crumble under the pressure of the fingernail. That's a much stronger degree of dryness. It's much drier. Much more yavish. Continues the Ramah. That's how we are knowing by us in Krakow. Says the Ramah. We don't have a lot of lulavim. And therefore, we are mako that a dry lulav is only dry when it crumbles by the fingernail, not by losing its color. Most poskim do not agree with this opinion of the Ramah, which comes from Tosfos. Most poskim don't agree with this, and they want to say that the Ramah himself did not really fully agree with this. But the Ramah wrote it to explain what was common custom in Poland. Shenagu kachbim komos of this, that they relied on this opinion. Why they rely on this making opinion that's not really the halacha? Lefi she'ein lulavim mitzuyin, because they were stuck. They did not have too many lulavim, so they couldn't be so picky. They had to be makeup. Okay, and therefore it says in Mishnah Berurah, Ein lahakel bazek hazman sheyesh ba'ir lach. As long as you have moist lulav in the city, you should not be makel like Shita's HaRamah. Ramah's Shita is super makel. It's a shas tzchak for the guy in Siberia, the guy in Poland 500 years ago, 400 years ago, did not have access to proper lulav. So the proper shear is when it loses its green color, but again, being burnt by the sun doesn't not called yavish. Okay, that's Se'if Hey. Se'if Vav. So the same Mishnah, Lulav Gozo, goes on to say, Niktam Rosho is puzzle. If the head of the lulav is chopped off, it's going to be puzzle. Rashi explains, the lo have a hadar. Again, that's significant, as we will learn. Now, what does it mean that the head of the lulav is chopped off? So there are at least four opinions brought down in the Rishonim. Tosis over there tells us, Tosis in the Rosh, which is going to be the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Rov Ha'alin Ha'elyonim, most of the upper leaves. Niktam Rosho is most of the upper leaves of the lulav are chopped off. The Ravid brought down in the Torah in the Rosh. He holds, you know what Niktam Rosho means? It means the Rosh HaShedra. Now, sticking out of the Shedra, that's when starts the one or two or three leaves to come out. You need to have the whole thing chopped off that a part of the Shedra is even missing. That's yeah, exactly. That's a whack. Yeah, Chita's right. The Itir has almost as drastic and almost as lenient an opinion as the Ravid. And he says that the three leaves that come out of the Shedra are all chopped off Lagamre, but you don't have to have something missing from the Shedra itself, but you have to have right where the Shedra, the three leaves come out of the Shedra, all those three are chopped off entirely. Another very lenient opinion. So, you know, we're always looking at that, what we Ashkenazim call the tiyamis, that the middle top leaf. According to Tosfos, not relevant. According to the Ravid, not relevant. According to the Itter, not relevant. And even if it's chopped off, it's not relevant unless the whole thing is chopped off. But says the Ran. That says the tippity top of the lulav, what we call the tiyamis, that topmost leaf, has the din of the top part of the esrog. Top part of the esrog, we're going to learn, next week or so, has a lot of very stringencies as to the kashrus, that the top of the esrog is far more important than the bottom of the esrog. So the top of the lulav, he says, is far more important than the rest of it. And even if you're missing a mashu, a teeny tiny bit of the uppermost leaf, says the Ran, it's going to be puzzle. That's far greater chumrah than than everything else that we've seen thus far. Okay, now the Ramah is going to bring down like the Ran. The Gra is also going to paskin like the Ran. Let's see that inside. Tuf Reish Mem Hei Seif Vav. Niktam Rosho, his head, the lulav's head was chopped off. The Hainu, what does it mean? Sheniktamu rov he'olin ha'alyonim. Most of the upper leaves are cut off. Puzzle. Says the Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Chavav. The alyonim rika oisin shegevoim min ha'shedra ulamala. All the leaves that are above the shedra. However, what does it mean that they're chopped off? How much of it has to be chopped off? Just a little bit chopped off? A lot chopped off? Or we saw by the Itter, but the Itter wants the whole leaf chopped off. Well, how chopped off is chopped off? Veshira kitum lo nizker by Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us how chopped off is chopped off. Is it even a masho? Or you need the whole leaf to be chopped off? Or you need most of the leaf to be chopped off? In Davka kishiniktam harov shall call ole? Or filu b'mitzasa? Is it only most of the leaf chopped off is a problem? Or maybe a part of the leaf is chopped off is a problem? Va'ayim b'levushi machmer del filu b'mitzasa? The levushi is machmer. See, he calls it a chumra. In filu b'mitzasa? Yesh me'achron shemefak v'kim b'zeh. V'nei mechaber lo'zach l'chaleg bein ola emtsoy li'yeser ha'olim. So the mechaber does two things here. A, he doesn't tell us how chopped off is chopped off. What has to be missing? Teeny tiny bit? Rove? A little bit? Rove? Rove? The whole thing? Doesn't say. And the other thing that the Mechaber doesn't do is he doesn't differentiate between the uppermost middle leaf and the rest of the leaves. He just says most of the leaf. Sounds like if the upper leaf is chopped off, it's fine, as long as the most of the leaves are there. Mishra Sivkat Nechav Zayim Paso De'ein Zeh Hada. Continues the Ramah Hagah Vim Niktam Ha'ole Ha'elyon Ha'emtsoi She'ala Shedra Paso. Now it's only the Ramah that keeps introducing the idea of the middle uppermost leaf. The Ramah keeps saying row for the leaves. Says it by a bunch of things that we've learned. It's the Ramah is into that what we call the Tiyamis, the middle uppermost leaf. So says the Ramah, Niktam Ha'ala Elyon Emtsoi She'ala Shedra Apostle. If that middle most leaf, what we call the Tiyamis, the middle uppermost leaf is cut off, it's going to be possible. Mishma Sifkaton Chav Ches Das Hataz Vahagra Da Ramah Vahosif Vazat Lahach Mekidas Rav Magid Vaharan Da Ha'ol Ha'elyon Hamtoi She'ala Shedra Im Niktam. I skipped the brackets. Im Niktam Apostle. So the Taz and the Gra explain that the Ramah is being Machmir. According to the Mechaber, we don't care about that middle uppermost leaf any more than we care about any other leaf on top. And it's only if a majority are cut off that it's a problem, and we don't even know how much has to be cut off. The Ramah is Machmir, says no. What we care about is the middlemost uppermost leaf. I mean, it could be we also care about the others. He's being Machmir. He agrees with the Mechaber because that's what Moshe has shown him. But he's adding a Chumra like the Ran and the Magid Mishnah that even if it's only the middle uppermost leaf that is cut off, then it's going to be puzzle. V'ayim b'bir ha'god mashem hineh shemitzadeh lahoros kein lahalacha ke haramah. The Gra holds like the Ramah that we are machmir if the middle uppermost leaf is cut off, it's going to be pasul. V'afilu nikdama ha'ol hazos b'kol shehu pasul. And how much has to be cut off? Even only a little bit. Even if a teeny tiny bit is cut off, it's going to be pasul. Look at the Sharatin Ois Chav Ches. That's the Grub Shem Magid Mishnah Baran. The Mash Meminar Diyesh Lachush Lahachmir Bazet. The Machmir. If only the middle leaf is cut off, and even if it's only cut off a little bit. The Lo Brilu Prazet. They're not convinced that even a Masha who is missing, it's called Niktam Rosho. V'lachem B'makom Atzchak Mekilim Bazet. When you're stuck, you can be Mekil. Even if the middlemost leaf is cut off, if it's only cut off a little bit, one can be Mekel if he is stuck. Continues the Machab, the Ramah. Wait for that. Mishabura Sivkat Chavtes, Ha'ala Ha'elyon Ha'emtsai, the middle uppermost leaf. Vim Kole Halula Bishnei Tiyamos. What if you have two middle uppermost leaves that go up together, and each one is double, two double ones. V'niktama rak achas mehen, and one of them is cut off, and the other one is not. Efshe diyesh lahakel. It could be that one can be lenient. V'chei mitzadeh b'sefer bikurei Yaakov. Now the issue over here, in footnote 49, discusses the difference. The Mishabura told us that if it ended two, and one of them is split down the middle, where we passel it. We're machmer, nechlekat yomes. It sounds like he's more machmer, nechlekat yomes, than he is on missing the tiyomes. So that's discussed over here. Dirshu has a little discussion about why that would be the case in footnote 49, 50, and 51. What?
You can
machmer
split when it's cut off.
You can machmer, right? That's what they discuss. If it's split and it's puzzle, and if it's cut off, it's kosher, so just cut it off, right? They discuss it. That's the issue. Footnote 50 has a question. Right. Based on that, the Chazon Ish doesn't agree with the Mishabura, and he wants to say they're both puzzle. But the Mishabura is Mekel, and they give a husband. And then it sounds like Inachinami. Perhaps. I mean, it's a whole discussion also by Esther when you have certain things that apostle it, you can cut it off. That's a whatever, we get there. Okay. Now, says the says the continuous Ramah. You know when we passel missing, cut off the middlemost, uppermost leaf of the lulav, we say it's pasel dafka di'ika ache. If you have another one, so we say this is pasel, use the other one. If you don't have another one, you can use this one and you can even make a bracha on it. Whoa! Even though it's cut off the middlemost, uppermost leaf. Says Mishra Sivkatan Lamit, I am Beli Rabbi, the Kavanas Haramah, Lahokya, Biniktam, Allah Ayona. The Eli Rab explains that the Ramah is Mekel when the uppermost, middlemost, uppermost leaf is cut off. Why? Mishum de Kama Poskim Ekilim be Ikra Din. Because many Poskim are disagreeing on the whole Din. What do you mean they disagree with the whole Din? We already had a whole Suav Rishon in Tosis in the Rosh Hold. It's only a majority of the leaves. We don't seem to care about the middlemost, uppermost leaf any more than any of the others. The Ravid and the Itter, they do seem to care about the middle leaf, say only if the whole thing is cut off. So you have a lot of room to be makil when you have a little piece of the middlemost, uppermost leaf that's cut off. And that's why even the Rabbah is machmer, he's machmer the chatchila. But b'shas adchak, a person is stuck, he's makil, and he can even make a bracha. What if most of the leaves are cut off? Would the Rambam be makil there as well? Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed. Avalah beniktamu rov alin. Not if most of the leaves are cut off, because I have it down as places in the Rosh, but that's probably the Iker Shita Mishanim. That's the Psak of the Mechaber. That far the Rambam is not going to go. He's only willing to make it with his own Chumrah, like the Ran, that it's only the middlemost, uppermost leaf that we care about. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed. Afilu ba'ala emtsai, even with the middlemost, uppermost leaf, yesh omrim de ein lahakel avruche alayu ki beniktam rak miktasa. You can only be naked to make a bracha on it if it's missing a part of the uppermost, middlemost leaf. If it's only missing a little bit, avalo beniktam ruba, not if a majority of it is cut off. Afilu b'shas tchak la'ayim bebira lacha. So then he's not going to be makel if it's a majority cut off, only if it's a little bit cut off. Look at the bialacha. Look at, so it's a big bialacha, dimasu rova al in al yon, very complicated, back and forth, different shitas. We're not going to do that, you can do it for homework. But look at the bialacha, the bottom of the page. Dibra maschu avav, ileka acher mevarchen Allah. The Ramah tells us you can even make a bracha if you have no choice, you're stuck, no other lulav, you're in Krakow 400 years ago, you're in Siberia 100 years ago. Yeah, no other lulav, so you can even make a bracha on this lulav that's missing part of what we call the tiyamis, which is the middlemost, uppermost leaf. Says the Bir Alocha Dibra Maska about Hine, Hamag Avram, Kosav Alav, the Hamag Avram comments on the Ramah here, the low duck. The Ramah was not precise in his understanding of what's going on over here. The Hamordechi, call Yiraka Hadas. He got this from the Mordechi, and the Mordechi is not talking about a lulav. The Mordechi is talking about a hadasim. Avalob lulav. He's not talking about a lulav at all, so the Magen Avraham is vehemently opposed to this Ramah. Ramah, he wants to say, made a mistake. That's a din by hadas. It's not a din by lulav. However, a number of Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham and say that, no, the Ramah can be understood, and it can even be talking about lulav. Why is the Ramah so lenient? Here goes. The Samach Bedelaka Acher, because when you're stuck and you have no other lulav, he relied on the following. Al Kama Poskim Mekilim the Inyan Allah Emtsai. So first of all, there are many Rishonim that are lenient entirely on the middlemost, uppermost leaf. This field of Dinikim Rosh Dafka Barov Alim Kedei Kamaz Nishalam Achaber, because most Rishonim hold that it's most of the leaves that have to be cut off and not just the middle leaf. As is the Pesach in the Mechaber. The Gam, in this word, Ole Amtsoi Koi, and even if you hold it, talk about the middle leaf, Hayesh Das Arayvid, the Dafka, in Niktam Gam, Yashed. You have the Arayvid to rely on, who holds, it's only considered Niktam Rosho when the Rosh of the Shedra is cut off. It means the whole upper leaf and the Shedra. And even if you don't want to be so makeup, we have Das Mala Iter. The ba'ina she get k'tima ala shedra. Not the shedra doesn't have to be missing, but the whole leaf has to be missing until the shedra. So we have all the other three rishonim. I mean, the Ran himself is like almost like a das yachid. It's on the Ran of Magen Mishnah. So I don't know why he has to work so hard and why the Magen Ram gives the Ramah such a hard time. And I don't know why he has to base it on the Mordechi b'chlal. There are those that want to say that b'shas atchak one can even make a bracha on arbamin and psulim. Even though it's not so pashit and that we rely on that. So we have a lot of room to be make of. It could be even if it's pasul gomer, you're allowed to make a bracha if you have no other lulav. And you have the itter, and you have the rabbi, and you have Tosis on the Rosh and Moshe showing him the Pesach of the Mechaber. And therefore, the Ramah is making that if a person is stuck, he can use the lulav where the tiomes, the middlemost, uppermost leaf, is somewhat cut off. What did he say? Up to row. Did he say up to Rove? Yeah, Rak Miksasa, not Rove. So his Mekel, if it's cut less than Rove, less than a majority of the middlemost leaf is cut off, he's Mekel like all the other Shitas, even the Lechatchila, he brought down Shita Saran and Magi Mishma to be Machmir, that the Allah Emtsai should be intact. And that was the Psak of the Gra, even if it's missing a Mashahu, it will be problematic. Okay, so that is the amount of tough race, man. Hey, Sif Vav.